Okay, so Odysseus was a hero, not because he was perfect, but because he had an attribute that was so remarkable, it was worth, you know, sort of emulating. People wanted to be like that. What was his attribute? What quality did he have? Yeah, Zoe.
He was really good at persuading.
Persuading, yep. So sort of a charmer, right? What else, Noah?
Well, I mean, he's kind of a master of psychology, and he plans things very well.
Yes. Master of psychology.
Based
and
on Han Solo.
Yeah. Like Han Solo. And he was clever, okay? So cleverness, that Greek word, metis, which means clever. He was stealthy. And so this scene with, so he's in the Cyclops cave, and they get shipwrecked, and he's in there, and they're, you know, eating all the Cyclops food, and then the Cyclops comes back, and he's huge, and they're in his cave, and the Cyclops closes the cave with this big, huge rock, and then they're stuck in there, and Odysseus says, okay, well, here's the way out. So the men were just like, let's kill it. Let's just, you know, they were sort of impulsive and couldn't control what they wanted to do. And Odysseus said, no, wait, we have to be clever about this. So if we kill him, who's going to get the rock out of the cave and let us out? And they were like, all right, we didn't think that one through. So he says, all right, here's what we're going to do. And so he offers Odysseus wine. He has too much wine. Cyclops falls asleep. And then while he's sleeping, they make this little, you know, pokey thing, and they poke his eye out, so he's blind, and he only has one eye. And then and he opens up the rock to yell out to his friends, to his other Cyclops buddies, for help. Except Odysseus told him that his name was Nobody, or No Man, depending on the translation you read. So the Cyclops goes outside the cave and he says, nobody has blinded me. Okay, well, nobody's going to come running if, you know, he says, nobody has blinded me. So no help is coming, but he opened up the rock. Okay, so he opened up the door. Now they can get out. And so as they're trying to get out, the Cyclops is grabbing at them to try and pick them up to eat them, except they're hiding underneath the sheep. So the Cyclops is reaching down and feeling only the tops of the sheep. And they've, like, strapped themselves kind of to the bottom of the sheep and sort of, like, walking underneath the sheep. So they get out. And they're free. And the Cyclops is running after them. They get on the boat. And the Cyclops goes out to the edge of the sea. And he says, you know, Father, Father, nobody has blinded me. Who's the Cyclops' father? Poseidon, god of the sea. Now, Odysseus, another one of his faults is he's pretty smug, or, you know, kind of, what would you say?
Conceited,
right? Do you guys still say stuck up?
Yeah.
Okay, so he wants the credit. He doesn't want people to think nobody has blinded him. He says, it is I, Odysseus, who has blinded your son, the Cyclops. So, are you going to say that to the god of the sea, and is everything going to go well after that? No. So, there's an idea here that I really want to get across to you, and you're going to write this down. It's called arete, A-R-E-T-E, and it's the Greek word for excellence. Now, this is super important, and what I want you to know about it, okay, we're going to skip this part. Okay, write this down. So, now, this idea of excellence, the Greek word for it is arete. In Homer's stories and poems, they were focused around the hero's search for excellence in what they did. In the Iliad, Achilles was searching for excellence, for glory out on the battlefield. Achilles had a weakness, his temper. Okay, so looking at these characteristics of being human that can either elevate us like cleverness, or be our downfall, like a temper that Achilles had. Now, what you need to know about this and why you should care about something that happened 3,000 years ago is because what we do today comes from ancient Greece in so many of our cultural values, okay? Now, when we say, hey, go for mastery on that test, or good job on that PR in track today, you are striving for excellence. No time in human history before that was that a thing, okay? Before this, before ancient Greece, you were a peasant or a servant or something who you had no chance to really better yourself, to strive for something you were interested in. It was just about service to the king or to the pharaoh or whatever else. And so now we have this idea of excellence. We have this idea that when you work for something on your merit, on your skill, on your practice, and you achieve excellence, that's hero worthy. Okay? That's what we value in our culture, and it comes from ancient Greece. Okay? Now, something else really big happened because of this that is still happening now every 4 years. What is it? Noah.
The Olympics.
The Olympics, okay, came from this. In ancient Greece, they said, you know what? We don't care if you are the lowest class, whatever. If you can get out there and if you can run this race or throw this javelin or something in a way with skill and excellence, you get out there and you do it. First time in history, okay? Now it's just part of our culture. Now it's just part of what we expect. This never happened before in history. This is, Greece is where it happened, okay? You guys with me?
Yeah.
Is that cool?
You can keep on talking about it.
I know.
Hours.
I could, couldn't I?
Or like 5 minutes.
Yes. Okay. All right. Thanks.
Okay.
The clicker?
No.
No. I don't. No. No, I don't. Okay, open your books, page 154. We've got some things to get cracking on.